It's time for another sports presentation right here on FortinRecoveryRadio.com. Today's sports coverage is being brought to you by those community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's broadcast. Stay tuned. More sports coverage on its way.
We're here at Ottaville, Ottawa Glandorf, taking on the undefeated Titans and very highly rated. I believe they're number one in the state, and I believe that's Division III, but not certain. So right now, the Indians are kind of warming up, getting ready to go here, and looking pretty good coming off. This is the tail end of an extremely tough week for them, so it's going to be interesting to see how they play in a non-league game. So trying to get things sorted out there and see if they're still fired up, ready to go. So what we're looking at is games coming up next week. For once, we don't have a Monday match. So Tuesday, volleyball at home. Everything's at home this coming week. So Tuesday, at home versus Versailles, and that is a non-league game. So we'll be playing Versailles in the league game a little later. Thursday, volleyball at home versus Coldwater, and that is a league game. And then on Friday, it's football at home versus St. Henry, excuse me. That'll, of course, be Fort Recovery Radio broadcast with Jeff Hobbs, and hopefully Joe will be back. Joe Bruns will be back by then. If not, we'll have somebody with him, and it'll be another great broadcast, and that will be on the NFHS network, so you can watch it, and it'll be coordinated with our audio. Saturday, it'll be a volleyball match at home with St. Henry, the non-league game. We played them Thursday at St. Henry in the league game and beat them in five hard-fought sets. Man, that was some volleyball match. There were tremendous saves, giant pounding smashes by both teams, and somebody's digging them up. And man, I think it was almost 2.5 hours of volleyball for the varsity match. It was something else. That was a monster struggle. This afternoon's game looks to be something kind of along that same line. The JV match went three sets with Ottawa Glandorf winning that, and they are their JV team is undefeated. We gave them pretty good battle for all of that, and it was just a really, really good volleyball match. So again, kind of real quickly going over what's coming up next week. Volleyball at home versus Versailles on Tuesday, non-league game. Thursday, volleyball at home versus Coldwater, and that is the MAC game. Football at home versus St. Henry on Friday. And Saturday, volleyball at home versus St. Henry. And that's a JV game at 11, but that is the non-league game. So we'll take a quick break, and we'll get back with our regular announcers so you can really know what's going on. Be back in just a couple of minutes.
Built upon a solid foundation of cast iron and steel, the Kubota L-Series tractor is the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S. for over 10 years. Powerful Kubota diesel engine, ease of operation, and your choice of a Kubota gear or HST transmission. The durable Kubota L-Series. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hull Brothers. Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
This is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Our medical equipment showroom has a wide variety of medical equipment in stock and on display, from seat lift chairs, wheelchairs, walkers, bath aids, and much more. Cal Pharmacy provides free home delivery and setup, and we handle the billing to Medicare, Medicaid, and most major insurance companies. So visit our showroom on State Route 49 south of Fort Recovery or call us today at 866-526-0976. Cal Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Built upon a solid foundation of cast iron and steel, the
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274.
Cooper Farms, it's our goal to provide an environment that fosters the growth of every team member. We post job openings within the company before hiring candidates from outside. We provide trainings and educational seminars to take you to the next level. We are in the business of producing food, and we will be here for your future. With 80-plus years in the business, Cooper Farms is still going strong and even expanding. See what opportunity awaits for you at cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
We're back at Ottawa for the Indians taking on the Ottawa Glandorf Titans, Lady Titans, and they are undefeated. We are 9-1, I believe, is our record, and it's going to be, it promises to be a really hard-fought one, about like the St. Henry match was on Thursday. So I believe I saw that on Thursday, Ottawa Glandorf beat Salina in some hard-fought sets, and we played Salina early, and we beat them, so that's a common opponent there, and I think they've also played a couple other MAC schools, and again, they're undefeated, so whoever it was they played, they didn't lose. They are traditionally tough. I believe they are ranked number one in the state, and it should be a pretty tough ordeal for our kids today. So, we'll just talk a little bit about St. Henry football last night. We came in second in that one. Not St. Henry, it was Versailles. Versailles, you know, they've been down the last few years. Tiger Ball is back. They are for real. They're good. They're strong. Very good team, very good players. They're all just, they're just outstanding. So, among several other outstanding teams in our league. Let's take a little break here, and we'll be back with Diana and Susie, and they'll kind of get us kind of up to date on volleyball and what's going to go on tonight and what's gone on this week. Be back in just a minute.
Hi, my name is Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. For years now, you've heard that Fort Recovery Insurance Agency has something for everyone, and if you need insurance, we do. When you choose Fort Recovery Insurance, we take you inside our fort to find the best plan to protect your home, business, farm, auto, and family from the risks you'll face in today's world. When it's time for a new insurance plan, don't depend on just anyone. Depend on Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us today at 1-888-375-4181.
Hello, this is Jackie Brewing from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
Here are just a few of the great specials at Wayne Street Market now through October 1st. They have lots of great prices in their frozen food section. All varieties of Best Choice fries are only $2.29 each, and most Best Choice frozen vegetables are half price at only 99 cents each, and Bird's Eye vegetables are half price at just $1.09 each. The 24-count Eggo waffles are only $4.99. Most varieties of Hungry Man dinners are 25% off, and Totina pizza rolls are only $4.29. Great prices, great selection at Wayne Street Market, the hometown store that saves you more.
Oops, sorry.
Right.
My fault.
That's all right.
I forgot to turn their microphones on.
That's all right. We don't mind.
Well, I do.
So here we are at OG. I don't know what this place is called. It looks like it's called the, Supreme Court?
Supreme Court,
Welcome to the Supreme Court. So we are here with the Lady Titans, Fort Recovery Indians against the Lady Titans. OG. OG is currently ranked number one in Division 3 on the state polls. So should be a good match. We should be able to see a pretty good, solid competition here. So I don't know what you think, Susie.
Well, I know they played Marion, I believe, last Saturday, maybe.
So
Marion took a set from them, lost 3-1. I'm not sure how well Marion played that game or how that went, but they have played a few MAC teams around. They beat Colder at the beginning of the season, I think, first game of the year.
And they played Salina on Thursday and beat them.
Salina and 3 on Thursday.
Yeah. So. But they're undefeated and number one. They're 11 and 0.
Okay.
Yep. It's going to be a challenge.
Yeah, we're going to see if we got them scouted good enough and see if we can find our weaknesses and break them down and go from there. So
how are the kids feeling? They've had a long week of tough matches.
You know,
are they still fired up and ready? Or
they're fired up. They're just
worn out.
I talked to Travis after the game Thursday night against St. Henry, and I said, good win, you know, and he's like, gosh dang, I just thought the girls looked exhausted on that fourth game, you know. We could barely get 12 points out of them, and then they struggled through and ended up winning that fifth, but I think they just watched film yesterday in practice. I don't think they actually physically did anything.
A good idea.
Yeah, he just gave them a good body break for a day, which is probably a good thing. I mean,
mentally and physically,
almost every point of every single set on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday was just brutal.
And, you know, how many of those games went into overtime? You know, if you think about the 32-30 at South Adams, the 28-26, 27-25, the, Marion. You know, St. Henry, we had two of them go into overtime.
Yep.
So, it's point for point, and they're exhausted. So,
But,
see if they can,
and they're playing, you know, the best team in the state probably, or probably the best team on their schedule. But we've said that about everybody
up to this
point, because he doesn't want to play patsies.
Uh-huh.
He's not padding his schedule.
Right.
He wants to play tough teams.
Yep.
That's how you get better.
Right. Yep. So we got about a minute or so here.
Yep.
I don't know if you want to.
Yep. We can. You got anything else you want to run through? You want to talk about any of the league stuff there?
Oh yeah. We got Fort Recovery is coming in 4-1 in the MAC and 12-2 overall. New Knoxville and New Bremen are still leading overall with 12-0 and 14-0. So we are third. We're third in the MAC with Marion Locals. So
I think we're 11-1. That's 12-2 is Marion.
Oh gosh, I'm sorry. We're 11. Yeah,
we're 11-1.
Yeah. Goodness sakes. So. Yeah, you're right.
I probably didn't update my 9.
Yeah, that's all right.
Actually, I think I copied and pasted that from the Mac thing, and they were just getting back online. They were updating their Facebook page or their online.
This is going to be a good challenge today. Every game from here on out for Fort Recovery is again another challenge. There's no,
we just don't want a break.
There's no breaks, and that's a good thing. Get you ready for tournaments.
Yeah,
Because we got Versailles non-league on Tuesday, Coldwater on Thursday.
Yep. I was just going to say that, and then Saturday we play home against St. Henry again. So that's our non-league pickup. So.
Yep. So they're getting ready to do the introduction to national anthem. We'll be back in just a little bit.
If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
This is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern, and I want to invite you to stop in for our delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials for only $5.25. Starting at 11 Monday through Friday, Brick Street Tavern features Mystery Meal Monday, Meatloaf Tuesday, Roasted Chicken Wednesday, Tenderloin Basket on Thursdays, and on Friday you can choose from our Soup and Salad Bar or our famous half-pound hand-patty cheeseburger basket. We also offer supper specials on Friday and Saturday evening, including a New York strip steak and all-you-can-eat roasted chicken, both complemented by our large salad bar, choice of potato, and a honey roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern and enjoy some great home cooking.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. It's been said time and time again, you get what you pay for. In the case of Simplicity Lawn and Garden Tractors, you get even more. Exclusive features like free-floating mower decks for a perfectly manicured cut, full-width rollers for a beautifully striped lawn, suspension comfort system for a smooth ride, and automatic control traction for the best traction system in the industry. So do you want to settle for getting what you pay for or getting more? Visit K&L Tractor Sales to see the exclusive features of a Simplicity.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians!
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. As fall approaches, time for football, pumpkins, and getting your vehicle ready for cooler weather. Your maintenance appointments will include testing your battery and checking all fluid levels. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all your lights. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Love our great sandwiches, wraps, soups, and salads at the Tin Cupboard. But did you remember that we also have great old-fashioned hand-dipped ice cream homemade by Desserts? Of course, we have vanilla and chocolate, but we also have a lot more flavors. Stop by and try our mint chocolate chip, cookies and cream, butter pecan, or strawberry. Or how about Superman or Rainbow Sherbet, always a kid's favorite. Try one of our new flavors, black raspberry lemon cheesecake, peanut butter cup, or s'mores. Bring your family by the Tin Cupboard and grab some great homemade hand-dipped ice cream from Desserts. Grab a cup or a cone in your favorite flavor or try a new flavor. Who knows? It might become your new favorite. The Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Count on Kalp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. As flu season gets underway, make sure you are prepared. Kalp Pharmacy is now offering flu vaccines. Kalp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurances. So call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314. Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Versailles, Union City, and Bern today. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Are we on?
Yep, we're on.
Okay. We're back.
We are back. All right. So, again, Indians here at the OG Fieldhouse. They call the Supreme Court. So, Indians, Lady Indians, getting ready to take on the Lady Titans of Ottawa Glendorf. Again, Titans come in, I think, 13-0, ranked number one in Division III. Got some pretty strong players, strong hitters, and just watching warm up, they have some pretty good height in the middle, so we'll see how our middles and our outsides can compete. And they've been doing pretty well against height lately, I think, so we'll see.
Hold around. Yeah. Hey, we got the starting lineups here. For OG, we have Ellerbach, Verhoff, White, Kaufman, Ellerbrock, and another Kaufman. Kaufman. So for the Indians, we have Lily Leufold, Whitley Rammel, Marissa Garkey in the front row, back rows Hope, Kiki, and Paige. Kiki, Hope will be starting us off here.
Yep.
And he's going to serve first. Good serve. Pass it out to the outside. A little tip over, and Whitley swats it back. The Titans play it, and they two-hand push it over. Marissa with the dig to Hope through Whitley. Jams it.
Yeah.
And net call, net violation on Titans. So kill for Whitley.
Nice play.
Nice scrappy defense for the Indians. Yeah. Like to see that. Good hustle. Off
aggressive
that.
Serve. I think they struggle with that serve receive too. That's what we like to see.
Yep. Indians up 1-0. Hope continuing to serve. A good serve.
Yeah.
Pass it up to the outside hitter again. And Whitley got a hand on the block. Just fell down.
Just off her
block there, but just off her hand.
Off her left hand, though. Marissa was there, so just that deflection. You're just not ready for that deflection.
That hitter took a nice angle towards that.
So. Yep. 1-1.
1-1. Eller Brock back to serve for the Titans. Good serve. Paige with a serve receive error for the first serve of the game. Hope we don't get into that battle here.
Yeah.
2-1. Titans up. Another good serve. Kiki with a pass up to Hope. Out to Lily with
Lily,
a shot.
Nice line shot.
Titans dig it up. Hit it back over. Whitley. And a block by Whitley and Lily.
Yeah, Whitley and Lily. That's
nice.
Like a wall.
Yeah.
Whitley and Lily are a wall.
Put that ball straight down. It was pretty.
You know, I got to give kudos. A big shout out to Lily Luthold. Mm-hmm. She's come a long way.
Yes, she has for these last few games. She's really blocking well.
Yeah, playing well and just doing what she needs to do. And
Marissa Garkey with a good serve. They handle it. Another block by the Indians playing it. And the Titans can't play it, so me too.
Yeah.
I don't know if she's going to get credit for that block, but it was nice.
Yeah, Whitley and Lily, right?
Yep, Whitley and Lily again. Marissa continuing to serve for the Indians up 3-2. Good serve. Pass up to the back row attack. Little rollover shot.
Just in front of Marissa.
Yep.
Just a back row roll shot. It wasn't anything hard. She was
ready for a blast coming back there. And Ellerbach just dumped it in there.
Yeah.
Titans back to serve. Good serve. She's got top spin serve.
Yeah.
So this is Maddie White. She's got a tough top spin serve. So
We're going to take a step forward. Yeah. Well, that one kind of went deep. So.
So that was an ace for the Titans. Titans up 4-3.
Haven't seen a top spin like this yet. So
continuing to serve. Good serve.
Nice.
Marissa with a dig and an overpass, but Titans put it down. So another point for the Titans. 5-3.
Imagine she's got a lot of ace serves under her belt.
I would imagine.
Yep. So see if we can control it.
Mm-hmm.
Just hold your platforms, ladies. You gotta do it. Just hold the platform. Don't try to swing at it.
Another good serve. Out. Ooh, no. Ooh. Boy. That looked out. And that
died. It did. That's
nice
what you get
serve.
With top spin.
Wow. 6-3. Another ace serve.
Yeah. It's good serve.
That definitely looked like it was going out. I heard them all screaming out. But boy, it died. She's got a beautiful serve.
OG up for 6-3. We'll see if she misses. I don't know how consistent she is. Dang it.
Another good serve. Kiki with a pass up to Hope. To Paige to the middle. Tosses it over. The Titans play it. Set the outside.
Yeah.
Another block for Whitley and Lily.
That's their third block. Holy cow.
Yeah.
White can't. Is it White, 23?
Yeah. White is.
No. That was 23. Ellenbrock. Just ate another one.
White was the one that was serving the top spin.
Gotcha.
Kiki back to serve for the Indians up 6-4.
Nice.
Good serve. Nice serve.
Good spot.
Yeah, setting it to the outside. Girl's got a hand on it. Marissa with the dig. Now she's got two-hand push it over. Titans play it. Set through the middle. And a block
Paige and Grace.
Nice block, girls.
Yeah. You know, they should be prepared for that because we had a ton of blocks on our JV.
A ton
of blocks.
JV was blocking well.
They blocked well. They ended up losing in three. It was a long three. They played well. They just couldn't quite finish it in the end. But
good serve by Kiki.
Paige Forkamp
can't block that one.
Just made her eat that.
Yeah, that was a nice block again.
And Grace right there beside her to help her seal it.
That was impressive.
That was right. 6-6.
Continuing to serve the Indians. Tied it up. Good serve.
Yeah.
Pass up to the middle. Set to the outside, and she just dumps it over. Hope was there.
Barely.
Just about got it.
I almost wonder if Lily sees it, if she should just pull off and take that. You know, I mean, she had plenty of time to pull off and take that.
7-6. Titans take the lead. Good serve. Kiki with a pass. Hope couldn't get to it.
Can't quite get to it.
Yeah.
So.
Base serve for the Titans again.
Yeah. 8-6. Just off of Kiki's forearms. I think she hit it just wrong. So. Titans up 8-6.
libero for Titans continuing to serve. Good serve, Marissa. Pass. Oh, Indians are struggling with it.
Get over. Oh, they are aggressive servers. Yeah. We are struggling.
Yep. Tough pass there for Hope to try to get to.
Yep.
Kind of shanked it. So Indians down 9-6.
It's going to be a serving battle the way it sounds.
Yeah.
The way it looks.
Yeah, it's good practice.
Yep.
Oh, net serve, and she got, and it rolled over the top and fell in. 10-6. You know, when you're having good luck, that's when those serves try
to,
you know.
They just kind of roll in and kill you.
Yep.
You know, so, no fault to Marissa, but we're going to throw in Aubrey and see if she can make
a little different
happen.
Look here.
Yep.
Yeah, that's, she's had some.
Yep.
There's just really good serves here. Yep. Good serve.
Nice.
Kiki, the pass to Hope. Out to Paige. And
she
in the block.
Can't.
Got blocked.
She sure did.
11-6, a nice block by Titans.
I'd say that was as good a block as we've had, too.
Yeah,
so
that's right.
This is going to be
a payback there,
a battle.
Yeah. Yeah.
Libero for Titans continuing to serve. Short serve. Lily with a pass to Hope. Out to Paige.
Nice.
Slice
got
across.
Him got him in the net.
Yes.
That's the way we like
kill
it.
For
so Paige gets a Paige gets killed.
11-7. Indians down by four.
That brings in Tegan and Faith. So Hope and Lily are going to take a seat, and we're going to see if Faith can string us up some points.
Yes.
We're down four, so let's see if we can make something happen here.
Yep. Keep those serves over and in.
Yep.
Good serve by Faith. Pass up to the middle. And
out.
She hits it out of bounds. Way out
of
bounds.
Yep. That's what we like. Keep swinging over there.
Yeah. Her body was completely turned the wrong way.
And zero follow through. So let's keep that up.
Yep. We had a nice block up, too. So
yeah, we did.
Changed her direction.
Made her think about it. That's right.
Another good serve by Faith.
Boy, they
pass
are good
to the
passes.
Outside. Oh, nice hit. Wow.
Yeah.
She smoked that.
Yeah,
that was Ellerbrock for the Titans for the kill.
That was kind of impressive, wasn't it?
Yep. 12-8. Indians down. Back to serve for the Titans is Verhoff. In the back, we have Kiki, Aubrey, and Paige serve receive. Aubrey with a nice pass to Faith on a slide to Grace.
Just mishit it. Yeah, just mishit it. Yep. Not a pretty slide, probably a little bit too slow.
Yep.
We can shorten that a little bit, speed her up.
Should be 13-8. I don't think. Yep, there we go. Now we give them a point. So Verhoff continuing to serve.
So we just
need
to, by
five. Need to
serve
clean it up here a little bit.
Just service.
It was a good pass that time.
Yeah.
Just Aubrey with a nice pass. Oh, overpass.
Oh,
we have a different angle
got her
here.
In the net.
Yeah, I was going to say, she was in the net.
Nope, not the ball. Honey.
Aubrey overpassed that one, and the Titans are in the net when she slammed that ball down. So we'll take that.
It looked like it was going to be a perfect set.
Yeah. Those points are off. It should be 13-9.
Since we're at the end, it was about 2 feet longer than we thought it would be.
Yeah. Paige back to serve for the Indians. Good
nice serve.
Ace serve.
Yeah.
It should be
13-10. So,
score
and Travis has
wrong.
Got the score. Yeah, Travis is telling her.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, she'll fix it.
Continuing to serve.
Yeah. Nice serve. Dang it, they play
set
it
set to the outside. The roll
nice
shot.
Block
Tegan
by
got
Grace.
Her hands in Grace. Tegan's got her hands on it. Back over to the Titans. Another shot again.
Nice.
Paige with a dig.
Get it out.
Faith. Back
to Tegan.
Set to Tegan.
Nice spot.
Hit
Tegan.
Back. Titans set to the outside.
Oh
she hit it in the net,
spot.
But it just rolled over. Ah, that's not fair.
That was just roll shot right on the top.
Yeah.
Of it. I hate when the net helps.
Yeah. It's 14-10 Indians.
Unless it helps us.
Right.
Then it's awesome.
Then it's awesome. Absolutely.
Ellerbrock back to serve for the Titans. Kiki, Marissa, and Paige serve receive. Kiki with a pass up to Faith. She sets it out to Marissa. Marissa's got to down ball it. Titans handle it, set the outside. And Tegan got a hand on it.
Good,
oh, Faith with a nice punch. Tegan saved it. Paige roll shots
Paige
it over.
Oh,
just about got it. Ooh, Titans get it back over. Faith to Kiki out to Marissa. She roll shots it. OG sets it back up on a slide.
And
just off Marissa's hands. So point for OG.
Yeah,
Marissa needed to hit that one.
Yeah, she did. She's a little shy. That's a big block across from her.
Yeah,
sometimes she likes to roll shot over them, and I want her to be aggressive. So
these
see if she,
girls are too big for that, I think. You know? Serve out of bounds. Oh, he called that in. Oh, my goodness.
Gosh, I can see that line.
I think
right
that's the second one that happened too fast for him.
Man, I can see that from here. And we're
dang,
on
that. That looked out. But anyhow,
that was definitely out.
Point for the Titans, 16-10.
I wouldn't want to be that guy.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to be that corner.
Another good serve. Kiki with a pass up. Faith sets, or Paige sets Marissa roll shots
roll
again.
She's got a hit. We need to tell
OG
her.
OG on
hit.
The slide. They tip right over our block.
Yeah.
So another point for the Titans.
Travis
17-10. Travis wants to talk about it. We'll be right back.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274.
Hey, we're back. Indians struggling to get started here, 17-10 with the OG Titans. Just got a report game. Fort Laramie took New Bremen to 5 and win in 1 in 5. So just a little report game for you.
Faith pass set Marissa. Not sure what happened there. And then maybe it was a little bit of an overset, and then Titans put that ball down. So 18-10, Indians down by 8.
A little too tight for Marissa. Yeah. Yep. Just can't get our serve receive going. So.
Yeah. Another good serve. Yeah, Kiki with a pass up to Faith. Back sets to Grace.
Nice.
And Grace hits it off the block. That's a kill for Grace.
We need that rotation. Yeah. Brings Whitley Rammel in, and Emma's going to come back to serve.
18-11 for the Indians. Indians up.
So Emma's serving for Aubrey. Aubrey
went in for Marissa.
Right.
Yeah,
that's right.
So Emma back to serve for the Indians. Indians up 18-11. That's at her.
She took it.
Back set to the right side and hits it over our block.
Yep.
So that's a kill for the Titans.
Don't think we were quite ready for that.
No, we weren't set up on that side for a block. So Indians down by 8, 19-11. We got to get some offense rolling here.
Yeah, for sure.
Don't have much rolling yet. Good serve. Kiki with a tough pass. Got stuck in the rafters and Faith couldn't get it.
Yeah. So she was headed for it and deflected.
20-11.
So right now it just boils down to serve receive. We're struggling with the hard serve. So timeout.
Timeout with Grace. We'll be back.
Cooper Farms is a diverse farm and food company with a variety of job openings, including various career paths. With locations in Van Wert, Paulding, Mercer, and currently...
Choosing the right insurance plan is as important as choosing the right insurance agency. And Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is the right choice for you. We'll bring you inside our fort to protect you and help you recover when you've had a loss. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency will help find the right Ohio Mutual plan for your needs. Start in the right place so you end up in the right place. Where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
And we're back here at the OG Fieldhouse here. 20-11, the Indians are down. OG's kind of taken control just with serving. I think we're just really struggling with serving, serve receive right now. So.
We're not able to set up any type of offense. We've got no offensive flow going yet. I haven't seen a good pass set.
Nope.
Kill, So OG continue to serve. Yeah. She starts on that, so we'll take that.
That's a break. Yeah. We'll take it. Well, now let's see if we can capitalize.
20-12.
That brings in Hope and Lily.
Hope and Lily in
our strongest rotation right here. We'll see if we can
take it now.
Yeah, we'll see if we can capitalize on this. See what we can do.
Hope back to serve. And he's down by 8. We can get a little run here, a little momentum going here.
Yep, be nice.
Good serve.
Yeah.
She shanked it.
That's what we like.
We'll
serve to her again.
Yeah.
That's what we like. I wonder if that's the person we needed to pick on, I wonder. I don't know.
They're covering her now, so can't get her again.
That's right. I'd like to see a dropper short, a scooter serve, we'll call them.
Scooter serve. Good serve, I hope. Pass up to the middle, set to the outside.
Get her.
And nice cross court kill by number 20, Maddie Ryan.
Lily just went a little too wide on that. Yeah. Anytime the ball's set wide, you got to pull your block in, and she got hung up going too wide on that. So
21-13, Titans up. Good serve by Titans. Marissa with a pass to Hope. Out to Lily.
And Lily just roll shots it.
Titans setting up through the middle. And Marissa got a good block back over the Titans. Set to the outside.
And
off of Lily. This time she went line. Cross court before off line. Nice hit by White there. Another kill. So the Indians down by 9. 22-13.
Just can't get our offense going.
Nope. We can't do tip over roll shots.
Yeah. Yeah.
Another good serve, short serve. Kiki with a shank pass. Ooh. Oh, Hope gets it. And Marissa has to free ball it over. The Titans setting up the right side here. We'll tip over Kiki with a pass to Hope, to Paige from the outside, or from the back row, I'm sorry. She roll shots it. Titans play it. A cross-court shot by White. Hope with a two-hand push over. Titans playing it. Set through the middle. A little tip. Hope to Key. Back to Witt on a slide. Nice.
I don't know how they do that.
I'm not
that,
sure how that works.
That
but
cracks me up.
Yeah. Kiki with a pass from the back row to Witt on a slide. It was nice.
That is so funny.
22-14. Marissa Garkey back to serve for the Indians. We can get along a little run here.
Yep.
Good serve by Marissa. Pass up to the outside. Right over our block, and Hope got a hand on it, but that was a tough play. It was a good hit.
Yep. And she kind of hit it at the 10-foot line, too. Those are always the hardest to block. Right on the net where those are the ones you want.
Good pass, good set, good kill for the Titans. Yeah. 23-14, Indians down. Titans back to serve. Good serve. Kiki with a pass. Up to Hope, out to Paige. She has to toss it over. And Titans back.
Nice.
Paige and Whitley block it, and it's a point for the Indians.
Nice. Yeah. That was a great block by
Paige
and Whitley.
Nice. Grace Guggenbiller back in the lineup for the Indians. Whitley goes out. Kiki back to serve. So we have Grace, Paige, and Lily in the front row. Back row is Hope, Marissa, and Kiki. Good serve by Kiki.
Yeah.
Titans pass it up set to the outside. A nice
Marissa,
dig by Marissa.
Nice.
Hope out to Paige. Oh, she's out of bounds.
Yeah. I think we're so worried about
that block.
Yeah. I've never seen our hitter so worried about a blocker.
Yeah. That's right. Make them earn it.
Yeah, make them earn it. That's right.
24-15, Indians down by 9. This is a set point for first game. Libero with the serve in the net.
Yeah, that's what we like.
25-15. I'm sorry, 24-16. I'm sorry.
brings in Faith and Tegan. Yeah.
Hope and Lily take a seat. So Faith will be back to serve for the Indians. Good serve by Faith.
Yeah.
OG sets the outside.
Out.
And out of bounds.
Way out
of bounds. We'll take that.
That went to the bleachers.
24-17.
And Faith has come up to play on the varsity and has served really well, I think.
Yeah,
she's got a little...
Don't jinx her.
Right.
Another good serve. Ooh, really good serve. Set to the middle. Cross-court shot by the middle, and it's out of bounds.
Yep.
We'll take that. Another hitting error for the Titans. 24-18.
She likes to just skim it right across the top of that net. And I call those worm burners. I know that's a golf term, but I call them worm burners.
A good serve by Faith.
Yeah.
Titans set the outside. And a block
nice
by Grace
block,
and
Grace.
Tegan. Titans are playing it. And another block by the Indians. Called a carry on a drop shot on the block there. So
Indians go down 25-18 in the first set. Again, we just struggled a little bit with serve receive. Paige got a kill for us. Whitley got us two. And those were our only kills of the game. So, when you can't set up your offense, that's what happens. So Indians go down.
But not bad to only get beat by seven when we have three kills for the match.
Right,
so.
Not bad at all. Can't complain. So
come back and do some serve receiving.
Yep. We'll be back.
You can do.
Cooper Farms is a diverse farm and food company with a variety of job openings, including various career paths. With locations in Van Wert, Paulding, Mercer, and currently expanding into Williams County, Cooper Farms is a family-owned business with big opportunities. Cooper Farms is a company that values ideas and input. We know our team members are what make Cooper Farms successful. To view job openings and apply online, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Sweet tooth saying, feed me? Wayne Street Market has just what you need. All varieties of Marie Callender pies are 20% off at just $6.29, and all varieties of Mrs. Smith's pies are 20% off at only $5.99. And just in, they now have several varieties of Wix pies in their freezer case. And if you're craving ice cream, Premium Prairie Farms ice cream is $1.70 off at only $4.59 each, and all varieties of their best choice gallon pails are only $4.99 each. Buy local and save at Wayne Street Market, your hometown store that saves you more.
Hello, this is Jackie Brewing from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
This is Stacy with Brick Street Tavern. We have added a couple new items to our menu. Spicy pickle fries, pizza bites, cauliflower pizza, and cheese curds. Stop up and try our new items or give us a call to get them to go.
Okay, we're back here at the Supreme Court here in Ottawa Glendorf. The Indians lose the first set, 18-25. Again, just struggled getting the ball set up. Had lots of blocks, though. We had 5 blocks that game.
That was good. Yeah, we had nice blocks. It's about probably the best part of our game,
first set. Yep. I felt like we were playing defense a lot. So
yeah, we were playing a lot of defense, and our serve receive was a bit of a struggle.
Yeah, OG's got some strong, I don't even know if they're strong servers. We're just having a hard time receiving. So we'll see if the Indians come back and regroup and play a little stronger. I think, too, also our outsides are, I think all of our hitters are kind of nervous about the block.
And yeah.
Not hitting as aggressively as
right.
I've seen us.
Right.
So
we didn't hit aggressively at all that first set.
Yeah.
No, there's one good aggressive swing. So
yeah.
Titans with the serve.
Yeah. Ace right off Morris's hands.
Yeah.
So not a hard, I mean, it's a hard serve, but I feel like it's, if we could just back up, like Marissa's barely behind the 10-foot line.
Yeah, it looks like that one was playable pretty easily.
I just want to holler really loud.
Didn't.
Back up.
Kiki with the pass up to Faith, out to Tegan.
Tegan
with a hit over. OG plays it.
Oh, and Marissa the blocker.
Marissa. No.
I don't know where Marissa went, but
Titans set it out to the right side, and Marissa was missing.
Yeah.
So no blockers. Yeah, I don't know what happened there.
So she had a free hit.
Kill for the Titans. 2-0. Back just continuing to serve. Marissa with a pass up. Hope can barely get to it.
Oh,
Tegan
nice
got
play.
It over on the
nice
dig.
Play.
Set back up for the Titans, and block
just
was there.
Hands.
Just off their hands. So. Again, that serve receive is an absolute struggle for us right now.
Yeah.
Not sure.
Back up. Thank you, Marissa. Oh, she took a half step.
Nope, then she stepped back.
And she's back. Oh, great.
3-0. Titans.
I mean, you've been burnt twice already.
Yep.
So.
And then another ace. Oh, no.
Hey, why didn't I play it?
All right.
Nice.
Free balling it over here. Titans set up through the middle.
Nice
block by Marissa. Titans playing it, and they have to free ball it over. Paige with the dig. Oh, nice. Get a free ball.
I mean, it wasn't even. They're just free balling it to us. Now we're just like out of certs.
Free ball to the line. Paige went after, got a hand on it, and couldn't get it back up. So Titans up 4-0, continuing to serve. Marissa with a overpass. Nope. Faith could get to it. Wait on the slide, and that's
there
a kill.
That's what I like to see.
Yep.
We needed that.
Yeah, we did. I was worried.
It was a nice set by Faith because it was really tight to the net again.
Yep. Yeah.
Had to break their serve. Stop the momentum.
Yep.
If they get a couple more, this match would have been over.
Yeah, 4-1.
Now, we could some here, or we'll be in really good shape here.
Yep. Hope coming in to serve. Good serve. Overpass by the Titans, and Whitley goes
up.
Oh, it's a net on the overpass.
Yep. Called her in the net. So go straight up next time, Whitley. Straight up.
5-1. Indians down. Had that point.
Yeah.
Here's our top spin server here, so we tend to struggle with that. Good serve by the Titans. Kiki with a pass to Hope on a slide to Whitley. They get a hand on the block, and they're going to have to free ball it over, and they cannot. They can't make it over.
So we like to see.
Yeah. It's a nice, aggressive thing. And I like the enthusiasm.
Yeah.
It's like Fort Kirby's over there saying, let's go.
Yep. Let's get something rolling.
5-2, Indians down. Marissa back to serve. Good serve.
And they
Titans.
Just put it. They can they
pass
it
to the outside.
Yep.
Oh,
they can't
through the block.
It. Yep. You know, they're not doing anything fancy. We're just not getting to the ball.
Yep. Through the block there.
Yep.
So,
right between them. Between Whitley and Lily.
Titans libero back to serve. Good serve. Kiki with a shank pass. Another ace by the Titans.
Yep.
7-2.
Here comes Mara. Mara's going to be Marissa.
Coming in for Marissa.
Who was Aubrey was Marissa last game.
Yeah.
So now we're going to try Mara and see if she can serve receive.
Yeah. try anything here.
Yeah, that's
7-2. Indians down. Short serve. Mara with a pass to Hope. To Page through the middle and miss it.
Oh, yeah. Dang. I was trying to drop that over. I thought it went over.
I thought so, too. No. We're back on, up above the behind OG's players, so depth perception isn't perfect.
8-2, Indians down. Indians struggling with the stir. They got a free ball it over again.
We're making it way too easy. We're
set through the middle.
Ever playing.
We blocked. Get a hand on the block, but blocked it out of bounds. Yeah. Boy, this is not a pretty time here. 9-2, Indians down. Travis, let's talk about it.
Yeah.
We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting the work done. You know better than anyone that this business can be backbreaking. But that's all the more reason to partner with someone who has your back. Ferris is about helping you finish strong and feel good about doing it. Ferris commercial grade mowers feature patented suspension technology that allows you to mow faster and get more work done while keeping you comfortable so you can feel good tomorrow. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
We're back here at OG. Indians took a timeout. We're down 9-2. Really struggling with serve receive and come out of the timeout and the Titans serve it long. So we'll take a point on that one. So Indians down 9-3. Kiki back to serve. Good serve. Pass it right up to the setter.
Yep.
She sets the middle. She tries to toss it over. Girls get a hand on it. Hope with a pass to Key, to Paige. And she
just out of bounds. Trying to hit the line.
Yep.
Trying to hit around those blockers. Take it into their hands. That's what I want to tell her. I want to be 10-3. In her ear.
Yep. Knees down. Verhoff back to serve for the Titans.
Use their hands.
Good serve. Kiki with a pass up to Hope. Back sets to Grace on the slide.
Yeah.
Good slide. For the block.
Slide's working. Grace's second
shot, Grace.
Kill. Yeah. You know, we've had 4 kills off a slide. I think that might be if we can get the ball to our center, that might be the go-to ball.
Yeah. 10-4, Indians down. Back in the lineup for the Indians is Faith and Tegan. Going out is Hope and Lily. Faith with a good serve.
Yeah.
Pass it right up to the setter
right
on the slide.
And
a block by Grace and Paige, and they get it over. Tegan to Faith, out to Paige.
Yeah.
And there we go.
There's
swing.
Her
That's her first swing, like tough swing.
Like hard
Hit
swing.
That ball.
Yeah.
She got it right through the block there. 10-5.
Yeah. I think Travis maybe said, you know what? Don't worry about the blocker. Yeah. Your hammer.
Let's just go. 10-5. Faith continuing to serve the Indians.
Oh, I thought that was going to drop over.
Yep.
That's that worm burner. That's what you get. You take the chance.
Yep.
11-5.
Service there for the Indians. We're down 11-5. Titans back to serve.
Looks like
Miller Brock back to serve for the Titans. Good serve. Paige with a pass up to Faith on the slide back to Grace.
Yeah.
Oh, got it through. Oh, wow. How's that not enough?
Yeah. Usually they call that.
Yeah. Looks to me like a lift on the Titans. Didn't call it. And
sometimes
she got a kill across court. So.
Sometimes they call those. Sometimes they don't.
So Indians down 12-5.
Depends on your official.
Yep.
Todd Hinkle would have called that.
Yes, he would have. Short serve. Kiki with a pass up to Faith. Miscommunication on that set, so we had to free ball it over. Titans set up. Cross-court shot. Kiki with a nice dig. Faith out to Paige.
There's
a smash. Keep hitting it.
Keeps doing
Kill
that.
Kill for Paige.
Yes,
12-6. Assist for Faith.
I'm just kind of thinking on that lift. Remember we played Liberty Benton, and they complained every time they called that lift, and they did it 15 times.
Yeah,
so maybe they don't call that much up here.
They may not.
Ugh, Paige turns it in the net. Can't have service errors.
Cannot have service errors when you're down.
13-6.
When you're working your way out of a hole, you can't miss serve.
No momentum whatsoever. So Titans back to serve. Coughlin back to serve for the Titans. Out. And what do you call that? Called it in?
She called it in.
Wow. Okay, so service ace, and we let it go. Thought it was going out. And service ace for the Titans. Painting the lines here. 14-6.
It looks like we did back up our serve receive a little bit. A couple of them. Marissa's still short, but
that's out.
There.
That one was definitely out.
Way out.
So Whitley and Aubrey back in the lineup for the Indians. Front row is Whitley, Marissa, and Tegan. Back row is Aubrey, Page, and Faith. Good serve by Aubrey. Titans go over in two. Oh, tried to get it. Couldn't quite handle that over in two.
Yeah.
Just like we weren't even ready.
No.
Like, looked like we weren't even ready.
Yeah, I think the ball was by Aubrey before she blinked. She's like, oh, crap.
We weren't even.
And I think Kiki's there, and she gets that ball. You know, that's her spot and her base, and she doesn't. She knows her base pretty well.
15-7, Titans up by 8. Good serve.
Out. And we hit it, so Paige takes it, and they get another ace. I can't even imagine how many ace serves they have.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
16-7.
We are so out of sorts. Yeah. It's just not pretty. 16-7, Indians down by 9. We need to get our serve receive here back in line. And that one is out.
Yeah.
Ooh, he hesitated to call that.
He did. I was like, I saw a whole foot between it. From up here, I saw a foot between the line and the ball, and he hesitated.
So back in the lineup for the Indians, Lily Leuthold and Hope. Out is Faith and Tegan. So Hope back to serve. Indians down by 8, 16-8.
Let's see if somebody can get us rolling.
Yeah.
We're just flat. Definitely flat.
Very flat. Good serve by Hope.
Yeah.
OG has no trouble with it. Set it out to the outside. She tries to cross court. It hits it in the net.
That's what we like.
Yeah.
Again, you know, I'm looking at Lily's block. It was a pretty wide set, and Lily's going too far out to the antenna, and she needs to pull that in. So
somebody needs to get us some momentum, and here we go.
16-9. Hope short serve. Nice serve. OG handles it. They set to the outside. Girl's got a hand on it, but
right off the block. Right through the hands block again.
17-9.
Not hitting it hard. She just placing it off the hands.
White back to service, a top spin server here. We've struggled with, I guess we've struggled with every server so far. So that was a good serve. A nice pass by Paige.
Yep.
Hope out to Lily. Oh, she just punches it over.
Yeah.
Set out to the outside and, nice dig by Paige.
Nice.
Wow, one-handed dig. Set through the middle.
Nice.
Blocked by the Indians. There we go. Whitley and
Marissa
and Lily were up there to block that through the middle. That was pretty.
Yeah, it was.
Nice dig by Paige in the back.
Yeah,
one-handed
it was.
Dig.
Holy crap. She just came out of nowhere to get that.
Yep.
That was a pretty reach out and let me save this ball. That was awesome.
Marissa serving for the Indians down by 7.
Nice.
Nice
get
serve.
Out of here.
And ace serve.
So into the table. The table people were getting a little nervous.
Shank pass.
Yeah,
hey,
I heard some excitement over on our side there. Did you hear it?
I thought maybe a little bit of mice squealing over there. Marissa continues serving the Indians down by 6.
17-11.
Good nice serve.
Oh, Marissa Garkey.
There we go.
Here's our moment. I hear some action.
A little bit.
See if we can get them. Keep them going. Come
keep
on,
this
Rissy.
Going.
Yep, that's right.
Get a couple more.
Yep.
Put them on their heels
that's
for
right.
us today.
That's right. Nice.
Another good serve by Marissa.
Yeah.
Ace serve.
That's how you do it.
That was a tremendous serve.
That was.
It was a rifle shot.
Yeah. Timeout.
It's called timeout. I think we have a little bit of enthusiasm.
Yeah, finally.
17-13, Indians down. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service here in Fort Recovery. We have a 2017 Ford Fusion S with a backup camera, Bluetooth. It was a local trade with 49,000 miles for just $11,900. Also available today is a 2017 Toyota RAV4 SE, all-wheel drive with Bluetooth, heated seats, a sunroof, with 28,000 miles on it for just $24,325. Come on over to Hastings Auto Sales and Service, just a half a block south of the traffic light, here in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run.
We're back.
Yeah.
17-13, Indians down, just coming out of timeout. OG took a timeout. Marissa continuing to serve. Another good serve by Marissa. This time they set to the right side. And girls, block. Back over the net. They play it. OG back to the outside. Another block.
Right in front of Whitley and Lily. Dang it.
Fell between Whitley and Lily in the net. They had their hands on it.
Yep. We're getting lots of hands on the ball.
Yeah. OG moves the ball well.
Yeah, they do. Again, we're on defense a lot.
Yeah. 18-13. Indians down. Libero serves Kiki with a pass to Marissa to Lily.
Lily
my
gets
goodness.
A kill.
on one of her little punches. Lily got killed. She smiled over that one.
One of her little elbow dropped to the floor and come back up. And oh, man. Like,
hit the net.
They're all giggling out there, though.
Kind of hung there.
18-14.
Oh, man.
Hey, if that brings some laughter
that's
to it,
right.
That's all worth
we'll
it.
Take it.
OG we'll take struggling it. With it a little bit. Yep. Now they can't get it.
Yeah,
over.
So
we'll
that's
take that.
The point we need.
18-15. That was a good serve by Key.
Yeah, I think the girls just need to lighten up a little bit and have some fun out there. I think that first game, they were just like, bleh. Now they're
18-15, Indians down by three. Kiki continuing to serve. Nice serve.
Yeah.
Titans struggling with a little bit. Pass it to the outside. She roll shots.
Oh, nice dig by Paige.
Hope sets it.
Lily just a free ball. Yeah.
Titans set back up through the middle.
Oh.
Oh. We were there for the block, but got between Grace and the net.
Yeah, it's like we're just not roofing that net. I think if we're going to be late, let's just, do a little bit of a soft block. Get the ball just up in the air. I think sometimes when we're late, we try to roof it too much, and that's when it falls between us.
19-15, Indians down. Titans with the serve. Marissa with a pass to Kiki. Out to Paige.
Nice.
Shot it down. That was beautiful.
Nice. Yep. She just popped a roll shot right over the outside
shot
blocker.
By Paige.
Huge.
Little confidence ability to get some points here.
That was a huge hole.
19-16.
You know, if that right back would have made any effort, she might have got it, but she just stood straight up and said, meh.
Faith and Tegan back in the lineup. Hope and Lily took a seat. Faith with a good serve.
Nice.
Oh, a serve by Faith. Maddie White wasn't sure she was going to take it.
Nice shot.
To take it.
You can hear the gym now.
Here we go.
I think our fans might have said something. I think our fans got a little crazy.
Faith continuing to serve. Another good serve. Oh,
nice.
She passed. Oh, they're going to get it over.
Out. Oh, Marissa.
Marissa with a pass.
Faith
two-hand
takes
pass.
It herself.
Back out to the outside.
Out. Ooh, Kiki
takes with
it.
A pass to Marissa in the. Marissa passed it up into the rafters and then
Marissa.
We couldn't get to it.
Yep.
Yeah. Dang it.
If
it had come straight down, she'd have had it, but it bounced.
Yeah, not when it goes. It can't get it up in the rafters like that. You got no chance.
Yep,
so Titans back to serve, up 20-17. Kiki with a pass to Faith, out to Paige.
Tegan.
She hit it.
Nice strong
nice
hit by
dig by the Titans. And back over, and she's out of bounds.
That's what we like.
Titans hit her out of bounds.
The breaks we need. They're getting a little sloppy. Titans are getting I feel like they're playing really loose. Like, this game's easy. You know, they're definitely playing loose.
Let's go, Paige. Paige has been serving really well this week.
Indians down by
two. Get us a few points here.
Good serve.
Nice.
Titans with a pass
buckle
to
up
the
on that
right
block.
Side.
Good.
Kiki with a pass.
Good
Tegan
help,
takes
Tegan.
It. Paige two-hand tosses it over, and then Titans set up the outside. Oh, nice shot by the outside.
She just gets it.
Maddie White with a nice kill.
Yeah. It's pretty.
They moved that ball from side to side very fast. The ball was over on the right side, got it to the center, and she quickly got it to the outside.
The center's got some good, strong hands.
Good hands,
for sure.
Titans back to serve. They're up 21-18. Good serve. Paige with a pass up to Faith. Sets to Marissa through the middle. Oh, didn't get it over.
Yeah, just a little too early, a little too high of a set, maybe.
Yep. Wasn't quite a good connection on that set. Travis wants to take a timeout. Indians down 22-18. We'll be right back.
This is Joanne Glenser from The Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233.
We're back at Ottawa. Here on Saturday afternoon, the Indians lose the first set 18-25. We're in set number two, 22-18, Indians down out of a timeout. Tegan with a roll shot over the middle. The Titans, setter dumps it in the middle. Nobody even went for it.
Nope, not even a body on the floor.
Nobody.
You can tell they're just like out of sorts.
23-18, Indians down by five.
And three of them saw it. They just were late for it.
Good serve by Titans. Paige with a pass. Tegan takes it with the pass. Marissa Tuhan pushes it over. Titans set the outside. Oh, nice hip. Titans. Paige was there. Just couldn't quite get it up.
Yeah.
right through our block there. I'm not sure what's going on with the block. Not even a hard hit.
So no. Have to watch that. Timing's just off a little bit.
24-18, Indians down. Set point.
Well, we had a nice spark. Let's see if we can keep that spark.
Good serve. Kiki with a pass to Faith. Back set to Grace.
Nice.
Titans play it. Set the outside. Set it too far. Marissa with a pass to Faith. To Grace out of the middle.
Yeah.
Somebody's in the net.
Yeah. Grace gets her third kill.
Grace gets a kill.
Yeah.
Titans are in the net. 24-19.
Brings in Whitley and
Aubrey.
Aubrey to serve.
Kiki and Grace take a seat. Whitley, Marissa, and Tegan in the front row.
She can do like she did against, I think it was Liberty Benton, got 11 in a row.
Yeah.
Aubrey with a nice serve.
We don't need 11. But
OG handles it. Oh, nice dig by Paige.
Nice.
Aubrey out to Marissa. Has a two-hand pass.
Nice.
Over. Yes. Titans set to the back row, right in between.
Yeah, right between the setter and the middle back.
Yep. So the Indians drop that set 25-19, down two sets to nothing here.
Yep.
We'll be right back.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
This is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Our medical equipment showroom has a wide variety of medical equipment in stock and on display, from seat lift chairs, wheelchairs, walkers, bath aids, and much more. Kalp Pharmacy provides free home delivery and setup, and we handle the billing to Medicare, Medicaid, and most major insurance companies. So visit our showroom on State Route 49 south of Fort Recovery, or call us today at 866-526-0976. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
This is Joanne Glenser from the Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
We're back at Ottawa Glendorf here today. The Indians are down two sets to nothing. First set, we went down 25-18. Second set, 25-19. Mm-hmm. I think our biggest Achilles heel here is we have no offensive flow. Our serve receive is not good today.
Yeah.
A little bit better last set, maybe.
We had some service aces that brought us back closer into the game.
Yeah.
Whitley and Paige both with four kills. Grace with three. Lily had one. Right now, we have Marissa with none. And usually she's got several kills for us.
Again, but we're not getting our ball to our hitters at all. We're just really struggling. And if we do get it to them, it's, a pat bumps set or, it just struggles. We're not serve receiving well.
Right.
So.
I don't think we want to serve yet. Oh, there we go. They're finally getting the scoreboard. Still said 25-19 5 seconds ago.
So the Indians are going to serve first here this set. We got Hope, Paige, and Key in the back row. Hope with a good set or a good serve. OG sets it to the outside. And Lily and Witt with a block. That's
Lily
nice.
Lily and Witt.
Nice way to start off.
Hey, those two have five blocks together as a couple.
Lily, Witt, and Marissa in the front row. So Hope continuing to serve for the Indians here. 1-0. A little roll going here. Let's get some momentum here, girls. Another good serve. OG with a pass to the setter to the outside. And cross-court shot. And was that touch?
Yep.
Touch.
Marissa, just off Marissa's hands. So nice slicer. Again, Lily just needs to see the slice. And that's a hard ball to defend, too.
Titans back to serve. Good serve. Kiki with a pass to Hope. Up to Marissa out of the middle. Oh, she tries to tap it over.
Yeah, she can't
Titans
tap it.
Play it.
She can't
they
tap it.
Tap it over. Paige to Hope to Witt. Oh, nice. Witt finds a hole.
Whitley tapped it.
We said we can't tap it over, and then Whitley taps it over in the hole. What do we know?
What do we know? We don't know anything. I think she just saw a bigger hole.
It was a nice big hole there, and it was a bit of a tough play there. It was really tight in there, but it was a nice play by Whitley. Yeah. Marissa with a good serve.
Nice.
Oh, no, out of bounds.
If they only just touched that. I mean, just put a hand on it, honey.
2-2 in tie ball game here.
You know, Marissa with our spark last game. We have like three aces in a row.
Well, now we have to just pass the ball.
Yep.
So White back to serve for the Titans, and as an ace serve.
Scoot back.
Tough serve.
Scoot back. We keep getting burnt deep. If you get burnt deep, scoot back. They don't hear me, darn it.
Down by one.
See, just I want them all to have little microphones in their ears so they can hear me.
That one's out. That was on her. You can tell by her toss. She's a high toss server. We haven't seen very many of those, but her toss was off. And
thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, she hit it out of bounds. 3-3 Indians. Kiki back to serve from Indians.
Let's get a game.
Good serve.
These guys. Let's get a game. Push. Get her blocker.
Titans to the outside. Oh, just soft shot right over our block.
Yep, and she sideswiped it, too. Mm. So, I mean, you can't even line up with that.
Oh, that's good play by Titans.
Yeah, it was.
They're at 4-3. But you know how easy it is for them to look? Because they pass. Their setter doesn't even move. They're passing it to the setter. Libero to serve for the Titans. Marissa with a pass to Hope. Out to Paige.
Yeah.
And there's a kill.
There's our kill.
Yeah, serve at the top of the block.
That was a pass set kill.
That was. It was a good pass. It was a good set and a good kill. That's what we do.
I mean, it's serve receiver.
Yeah, good pass by Key.
Nice job, ladies.
So in the lineup for the Indians, Faith and Tegan come back in, and Hope and Lily take a seat. So 4-4-5. Faith with a nice serve. Titans struggling with it a little bit, gonna have to roll shot it over. Right over our block.
Yep.
Seen that one coming, but just a little bit.
Two people fell on their knees beside it.
Yeah.
And we're like, ooh. I just want to get your hand under
a little
it
bit of
and
a slow reaction. 5-4, Titans take the lead. Back to serve is Bruhoff. Good serve. With a pass to Faith. To nobody.
Nobody. I don't know where Faith was going with that.
I'm not sure where she was. She set it right on top of herself so nobody could get to it.
Yep.
Yeah, she went straight up. And
I don't know if that just came off her hands wrong. Or
maybe.
It had to. I think so,
6-4, Titans. That serve is out. Yep. Out of bounds.
Wow. That sucker land on top of the line.
I think that hit the line.
The court. Yeah. But everybody called it out, so we're going to take it.
Yeah. We had a couple that went the other way. So.
I don't even think that ball was on the line. It was so in.
Yep.
6-5, Paige back to serve. Serves it in the net.
Not a good time, kid. Not a good time.
Come on, girls. 7-5, Indians down.
Just when we get a point and a side out.
Ella Brock back to serve for the Titans. Good serve. Kiki with a pass up to Faith, out to Marissa.
There
she got a good hit. Titans play it.
Swing.
Set through the middle. Dump Kiki with a nice dig. Faith just has to pass it up, and Paige hits it from the little drop shot from the back row.
Gets
and
a kill.
Off the block and gets a kill for Paige.
That was a great play by Faith to just be there for it. And quick back and forth play.
Nice dig by Key, too, to read that little drop shot there. So.
And for Faith to know to get it to Paige because all the other netters were in the front row.
Nice serve by Aubrey. Titans struggling with it. They're going to have to. She had a good shot on that. Aubrey with a pass to Faith. Whitley tips it over. Titans play it. They set it out to the outside off the net. Oh, nobody got that. Oh, she caught a touch on that. So back over. Tegan with got a hand on it. Faith to Aubrey out to Marissa. She roll shot.
Marissa, you can't roll shot it to the ceiling, honey. That's what I want to tell her.
Titans with a pushover and got right through her block.
Marissa. She's roll shotting it to the ceiling from her, I don't know, elbow, her waist. She's got a hit. I mean, just
I
be
Travis
aggressive. Yeah, I think so, too.
8-6.
You're not going to get us kills that way. Yeah.
I think you're just a little afraid of that block, but there's no more time to be afraid.
Right,
so a good pass by Paige to Faith on the slide for Whitley. She drops it,
and
it's
hit.
In. Nope, and then she called it out.
Oh, man, it looked like it was in.
Yep.
Yeah, it looked like it was in.
It kind of looked to me like it just was outside the line. But again, we're in a bad place to
pass by Paige up to Faith, out to Marissa.
There's a kill. First kill. Marissa's first kill in three games.
I believe that's only about the second time I've seen her actually take a full swing.
Yes.
So.
Better not be her last.
Get her confidence back to like, all right, get a full swing.
Get her cranked up here for the next three sets.
I'm sure Travis.
We had two good serve receives in a row. Okay, Hope's back in the lineup to serve for the Indians. Good serve.
Man,
OG sets the outside. Right through our block.
Right over Lily, I think. Yeah. She's not even hitting it hard. It's just right over our blocker. 20 is a nice
over
player.
Or between. I'm not sure because she didn't hit that very high above the net. So I think it's got to be between or something. Yeah. But anyhow, 10-7, Titans up. Good serve by Titans. Kiki with a nice pass to Hope on the slide back to Whitley, and she pounds it off the block. Nice. There's a kill. That'd get him a little excited, maybe.
Yep.
10-8. Marissa will be back to serve for the Indians. And puts Lily, Paige, and Witt in the front. Kiki, Hope, and Marissa in the back. That's where we need some good serves.
Yep, for sure.
Get the ball over there. We got a good front lineup. Line here, two big hitters. Good serve. Oh, it's out of bounds again. Ugh. Indians just cannot get any momentum
like
today.
No break. Like, just nothing. Put it on the floor. You can't serve it to the wall, you know?
Came off her hand, looked good, but it sailed.
Yeah, it did.
Titans back to serve. She serves it out.
Nice for even.
Yeah. Yep, Whitley out of the lineup. Grace back in.
I guess it didn't hurt us, but still, we gotta serve. I mean, Marissa really can't afford to miss.
Kiki back to serve for the Indians. Indians down by 2, 11-9. Good serve.
And they handle it.
Set it to the outside.
Too easy.
Grace got her hand on it, but right in between her block again.
Yeah. So we're getting a lot of hands on the ball. We're just not roofing and getting the ball over.
Titans back to serve. Libero with the serve. Good serve. Kiki with a nice pass to Hope. Out to Paige.
Nice.
That's a smash.
Yeah.
There we go. That looked pretty.
Yeah, it did.
Good pass by Kiki to start that off.
Great set. And Paige is like, I think she had to wipe her chin. She was drooling so much for
Hope
that ball.
Hope and Lily come out of the lineup. Faith and Tegan back in. Faith will be back to serve for the Indians.
Get us some, Faith.
Indians down 12-10. Keep that ball in bounds.
Yep.
Good serve by Faith. Short,
really
serve.
Sure.
Titans set the middle. Little miss hit. Nice dig by Key. Faith out to Paige.
Yeah.
There's another kill.
There it is.
There we go, girls.
Bam, that's how you
nice
do it.
Nice dig by Kiki there. Kiki had a really nice dig right up to Faith. Faith put it out to Paige, and she hit it right off the block.
I love it when Kiki lays her body out. She just lays it out there.
12-11. Faith continuing to serve. Good serve.
That puts
Titans with
the
pass to the outside hitter. Pass is too tight. Nice dig by Faith.
Oh, nice. Good
Tegan
help.
With a
good
set
help,
over
Tegan.
To Paige. Paige hits it off the block. Faith back to Tegan. She hits it off the block. Go.
Oh, she pulled it. What?
A lift on that. Oh, goodness. That was a nice try by the Indians. Good hustle on block coverage there.
Yep.
But 13-11 Indians down.
Little tight set. Two tight sets.
Yep.
Can't do that when you got height across from you. Yep.
Good serve by Titans. Marissa with a pass to Faith. Sets Paige through the middle.
Nice.
Titans play it. Back gross. Attack from Titans. Not much, but right through Grace's hands.
Yep. So Grace had
it.
She was right on it.
I think her arms were too wide on that one. Went right through her arms.
And that deflection. I mean, I think Faith was going for it, but the deflection got her going the wrong way. So
14-11, Indians down.
Need this point back right away.
Titans good serve. Marissa with a nice pass to Faith. And Tegan has to tip it over. Titans roll shot it. Faith with a hand on it. Kiki with a pass out to Paige.
Nice.
There's a kill.
There it is.
Nice pass
nice
by Kiki.
Job.
Wow.
You know, and Faith or Paige is looking at the deep court, and that's what she needs to do. Deep court's wide open, and keep hitting it there. I mean, that's where you're getting your kills. You're not getting them trying to hit them straight down because that's where your block is at. So she's going
14-12.
Deep. And that's the key. Marissa needs to see that.
Good serve by Paige. Titans handle it. Set the middle. Little roll shot. Kiki with a pass to Faith. To Paige in the back row.
Nice.
There's a kill. That was pretty.
That was real
that was
pretty.
Really pretty.
Wow.
I think
that
Faith
was a pipe.
Disguised that pretty
yeah, she
well,
did.
Too.
I had no idea where she was going.
I didn't
going.
Either. I was like, where's that going?
Yep. That was nice the old pipe play, we call that.
14-13, Indians down by one.
Mm-hmm. Paige continuing
to serve.
Just keep it
good
in.
Serve.
Yeah.
Ace serve.
Ace.
There we go.
Indians tied up. New ball game. 14-14.
We got a little life over there.
Yeah, a little life. I hear them.
Yeah.
Let's keep hearing them.
Yep.
I don't know if we need to go down there and loose them a little bit. But
14-all. Over and in.
Yeah, over and in. Keep over it over and in.
Good serve by Paige.
Yep, that's over and in.
Titans are going to set the back row. She hits it in the net. We'll take it.
Yep, keep hitting it there.
Getting right error on the Titans. Yeah, a little bit of a struggle for them. Two of them went after.
Timeout.
So Indians take the first lead in a long time.
Yes.
15-14. Titans take a timeout. We'll be right back.
Here are just a few of the great specials at Wayne Street Market now through October 1st. They have lots of great prices in their frozen food section. All varieties of Best Choice fries are only $2.29 each. And most Best Choice frozen vegetables are half price at only 99 cents each. And Birdseye vegetables are half price at just $1.09 each. The 24-count Eggo waffles are only $4.99. Most varieties of Hungry Man dinners are 25% off. And Totino pizza rolls are only $4.29. Great prices, great selection at Wayne Street Market, the hometown store that saves you more.
Oh, we're back. Set number three, Indians down two sets to nothing. We've got little life in this third set. We're up by one, 15-14.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Paige has come alive towards the end of this third game.
But our serve receive is getting better.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, that's where it all comes from.
Yeah, absolutely.
Serve receive's gotten better. Yeah, so
when you're fighting with a serve receive, you don't get it to the setter at the right spot.
Ooh, good serve.
Oh,
another ace serve. Yes,
there's another
we go.
One.
16-14, Indians up by two. Paige
that's
continuing
what we like to
serve. Yeah. It's got a wicked movement on that one.
Yeah, that was. I thought it was going middle back, and then it sliced to
over
the libero on the right.
Over and in.
Yeah.
16-14, Indians up by two.
Nice.
Another good serve.
Kid.
They're struggling
get up
with
there.
That overpass.
Nice.
Oh, Marissa puts it down, but Titans handle it. Two-hand push to Kiki. Paige passes it up to Marissa.
There
we go, Marissa.
There you
nice
go,
hit.
Rissy.
Titans play it. Set to the outside. Oh,
yeah.
Double.
Got her in the net.
Woo,
that's
what
we needed.
Well, they have a nice setter on the team.
Yeah,
Titans
do.
Really have a good setter.
She's good. She's
17-14, Indians up by three. Paige continuing to serve.
She gets to a lot of balls, that's for sure.
Yeah, she does. Pretty hands. Another good serve.
Nice.
Titans.
Back set
on the slide, and she hits it out of bounds.
Yeah.
Yes. Take that. Another hitting error. 18-14.
Up by four.
Yep. Six in a row for the Indians.
Nice serving back there by Paige. Keep it up.
Yes.
In the front row, we've got Grace Teagan and Marissa defensively. Kiki, Faith, and Paige. We can keep our defense up. Keep this aggressive serving.
Another good serve.
Yeah.
Titans a shank pass.
Yep.
They're going to have
a hard time.
Oh, they hit it over.
Paige
with a pass to Faith. Oh, two-hand pushes it over.
Yep.
Titans set up the slide. Found a hole.
Nice.
Oh, what a
nice
dig by
dig, Faith. Holy
Kiki
moly.
With a popped it up to Paige. Two-hand pushes it over. They set the outside.
Paige.
Nice pass by Paige to Kiki. Out to Marissa. Hit it, Marissa. She tossed it over.
Marissa.
Titans set it back up. Oh, a cross shot.
Marissa hit.
Yeah.
She's
right
so
off of Marissa.
Afraid to hit.
Yes. I don't know what she's afraid of.
I don't know what she's afraid of either.
Hit that ball, Marissa.
Yep.
18-15.
He's talking to somebody. Like, who wants to hit?
Yep.
I don't know who he's talking to. But
Titans back to serve. But they're down
saying
by three.
Somebody needs to hit.
Good serve. Kiki with
nice.
A nice pass to Faith. Back to Grace. Hits it out of bounds.
Just out. Just too slow of a roll.
Yeah.
Too slow of a roll. She just gets under it and just hits it out of bounds.
18-16. Indians up by two.
I think she saw her blockers and got a little nervous. Was trying to hit her. You know, if you're going to do that, hit it into their hands. You know, make them play it.
Good serve by Titans. Nice pass by Kiki to Faith. Out to Marissa.
There's Marissa.
They put it over in one. Kiki with a pass back to Paige out of the back row.
Nice.
Titans set the outside. Oh, right through the block.
Yeah, right through the block.
Nice hit.
Yep. And again, it's that wide set, and I think we need to work a little bit on our outsides. You know, the wider that set is, the more you got to pull that block
in.
We're just missing that.
They run a quick offense, too, so we're kind of a little bit slow getting to our blocks.
Yeah,
but nice serve by the Titans. Kiki to Faith, and we're going to have to free ball it over. We do. Titans are going to have
spot.
To hit it over.
Nice.
Oh, nice block by Tegan and Grace with the block. That was pretty.
Yeah, it was.
And that happened because that set was off the net.
Yep.
So good
placement for the ball. I don't know who free balled it back in that corner, but it was a good placement. So Indians still up 19-17.
Aubrey
got to
go. Serve. We got Witt, Marissa, and Tegan in the front row.
Yep.
Faith, Aubrey, and Paige in the back row. Good serve by Aubrey. He's set to the outside.
Oh,
right off the block.
Yep.
Tegan and Witt were there.
They're there. They've got hands on it. Yep. We're just. And it's not like she's hitting the ball hard.
Yep.
Just off of our hands.
Right off the block.
19-18.
Titans are going to be serving.
see if we can
service Kaufman
like we have been.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Or she can hit out of bounds. It'd be good.
Yeah, that would be
good serve.
Ideal.
Oh, Paige struggle. Marissa to Whitley. We free ball it over. Titan set up. Overpass.
Oh, man, and we can't handle
overpass.
It.
Overpass. Yep. Just shanked it.
Yep. Faith was there, but
just
I think
got it off the side of her
time
hand.
Time out.
19 all.
Indians
want to talk about it.
Yep.
Right back.
Built upon a solid foundation of cast iron and steel, the Kubota L-Series tractor is the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S. for over 10 years. Powerful Kubota diesel engine, ease of operation, and your choice of a Kubota gear or HST transmission, the durable Kubota L-Series. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hull Brothers. Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food.
Okay, we're back here.
19-all. Titans serve Paige to Marissa. Paige drops shots.
Nice.
Oh, a down ball across the net. Gets a kill out of that right on the line.
Forgot to move her feet.
Yeah. She was maybe second-guessing herself whether that was going to be in or not. But
of course, she was the server in the libero plate replace for a reason,
she was
I
the
guess.
Middle.
Yeah.
2019 Indians up by one. This brings Hope back in the lineup to serve for us. Front rows Lily, Witt, and Marissa. Good serve by Hope. Titans set the outside. Lily and Witt got their hands on it, just blocked it out of bounds.
Dang. We need a break on that block.
Yes, we do.
She's getting kills off of not even, I mean, just hitting into her hands.
Yep. 20 all. Titans back to serve. Ellerbrock. Good serve. Marissa with a overpass.
We're going to eat those.
Yeah. Those girls are too big at that front net to overpass like that.
Yeah,
so.
For sure. 21-20.
21-20.
Hold that ball, Marissa. Hold that ball.
Titans continue to serve. Back to Marissa again. Shank pass. 22-20.
Now they're going to pull her. Nope, they're going to keep her back.
Oh.
I don't know. He's just yelling at her. Serve
coming
it.
Right
serve
back to her.
It. Back up.
It's coming right back to her.
I'm
there
saying just back up. You know, if she would back up, she could get to a lot more of those lilies there, but they come at your chest.
Yep. So Titans try to serve it right back to Marissa, and they serve it out of bounds. So we'll take that one. Marissa back to serve. Indians are down by one. 22-21. Good serve. Titans are struggling with it a little bit.
I don't know what
down
to do.
Ball. Kiki with the pass up to Hope, out to Paige.
Boom.
There's a kill. Oh no.
Too long. Yep, just crushed it long.
Yep.
She was open.
Yep.
Just missed it. Yep. I'm out.
23-21 Indians down. Travis wants to talk about it. We'll be right back.
At Cooper Farms, it's our goal to provide an environment that fosters the growth of every team member. We post job openings within the company before hiring candidates from outside. We provide trainings and educational seminars to take you to the next level. We are in the business of producing food, and we will be here for your future. With 80-plus years in the business, Cooper Farms is still going strong and even expanding. See what opportunity awaits for you at cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hi, my name is Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. For years now, you've heard that Fort Recovery Insurance Agency has something for everyone, and if you need insurance, we do. When you choose Fort Recovery Insurance, we take you inside our fort to find the best plan to protect your home, business, farm, auto, and family from the risks you'll face in today's world. When it's time for a new insurance plan, don't depend on just anyone. Depend on Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us today at 1-888-375-4181.
We're back. Indians down 23-21 in the set number three. Titans back to serve. Good serve. Kiki with a pass. Overpass.
Can't get it. Hope's there.
Passed it too tight to the net. Hope just couldn't get it.
Yep.
So 24-21. This is a set point, game point here.
Match point right here. See if we can get a good pass here and get a good play and stay alive. Nope.
Oh, yeah. Served it in the net. We'll take that.
She helped us stay alive.
Yeah. 24-22.
I gave her the evil eye.
I think they got 5 points in a row. I think we're up. I think we're up 20-19.
Okay.
And it's 24-22 now.
Good short serve. Titans handle it. Set to the outside.
Serve.
Oh, she smashed it right through our block.
Yeah, the old scooter serve.
Well, that's it.
Yep.
We lose. Dropped the third set, 25-22. So the Indians come into Ottawa and Glendorf here, and we lose three straight sets.
Yep.
25-22.
We'll be right back.
Is your sweet tooth saying, feed me? Wayne Street Market has just what you need. All varieties of Marie Callender pies are 20% off at just $6.29, and all varieties of Mrs. Smith's pies are 20% off at only $5.99. And just in, they now have several varieties of Wix pies in their freezer case. And if you're craving ice cream, Premium Prairie Farms ice cream is $1.70 off at only $4.59 each, and all varieties of their Best Choice gallon pails are only $4.99 each. Buy local and save at Wayne Street Market, your hometown store that saves you more. You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274.
Hello, this is Jackie Brewing from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
This is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern, and I want to invite you to stop in for our delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials for only $5.25. Starting at 11 Monday through Friday, Brick Street Tavern features Mystery Meal Monday, Meatloaf Tuesday, Roasted Chicken Wednesday, Tenderloin Basket on Thursdays, and on Friday you can choose from our Soup and Salad Bar or our famous half-pound hand-patty cheeseburger basket. We also offer supper specials on Friday and Saturday evening, including a New York strip steak and all-you-can-eat roasted chicken, both complemented by our large salad bar, choice of potato, and a honey roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern and enjoy some great home cooking.
Oh, there we are.
Yeah, sorry. My fault.
That's all right. I was trying to figure it out, and I was not getting it right. But anyway, we're back here. Indians go down in 3, 18-25, 19-25, 22-25. If I had to recap, we just really struggled with the serve receive and just looked a little bit out of sorts.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that they were great serves, but they were very effective.
Yeah, for sure.
We've seen some people, some of our opponents with really great serves, mm-hmm. and we struggle with them sometimes, but kind of recover. This kind of reminded me of the New Knoxville game.
It did.
Where we're playing a very quality opponent, mm-hmm. and they just, without doing anything even remotely flashy, mm-hmm. They just got us off of balance, off our game, off of, we just were out of sync.
Yeah, we got a lot of, their outside hitters are good. We got a lot of kills. They got a lot of kills off of mm-hmm. just our touches, and we just couldn't, that's just being a good hitter, I think.
You know, we have and we've seen some very powerful hitters. These girls for Ottawa Glendorf were really good, but they're mm-hmm. probably not in the top 10 of power hitters that we've seen.
Definitely
but they
not.
Know exactly where and how to hit it.
Yeah.
And it's not any surprise that they're number one team in the state.
Right. Yep. They're very controlled and disciplined. So
we're really good, and they're better than us.
Yeah,
at least today.
Today we're better than us.
And a different day might be different if we could kind of hang in there and do a little better on our serve receipt, but we just didn't today. And it's the end of a long hard week.
I wonder if those girls even had energy. I mean, this is our fifth match this week, and And like we were talking earlier, you know, how many of them went into overtime. So kudos to those girls for coming out and yeah, playing like they did. So yep. Paige ends with 11 kills, Whitley 6, and Grace with 3. And blocks tonight, Whitley had 5, Lily had 5, Paige and Grace each. Grace 3, Paige 2. So that's about all the stats I have. Again, Indians go down here at Ottawa Glandorf 18-25, 19-25,
yep,
and 22-25.
Yep. So I want to go over what we have coming up next week. Tuesday, volleyball again at home. At home all week for boys and girls. Thanks, Diana. And Tuesday, again, volleyball at home versus Versailles, non-league game. Thursday, volleyball at home versus Coldwater, and that is an MAC game. Friday, it's football at home versus St. Henry, and, of course, that'll be on the NFHS network. And then Saturday, it's volleyball at home against St. Henry, and that's the non-league game. Our Thursday night game was the league game, and we beat them in that. And so if it's like past years, we win one and they win one. So I hope that isn't how it is this year. We'll break that and we'll beat them again next Saturday. So, and that JV match is at 11 a.m. just like today. So I think that's about it. Indians, I believe, are now 11-2. And the two losses are, I think, to the two number one teams in the state. We lost to New Knoxville. I'm not sure if they're number one, but they're way up there. And Ottawa Glandorf Titans, Lady Titans today. So we have been playing well. They had a really, really good, strong week. And just come back next week with only 3 volleyball games, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. No Monday game this time, so they'll get an extra couple of days of rest before they go against Versailles, and that's a non-league game. And then Thursday will be versus Coldwater. Coldwater doesn't have a great record. They're 1-4 in the MAC and 7-6 overall. But if you know anything about this, the MAC, Coldwater has been traditionally a very good team, and if you take them lightly, you'll come in second. So for now, and I appreciate Diana and Susie giving us the play-by-play, and for Diana, Susie, we'll see you later.
Today's special sports coverage right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio was being brought to you by the community-minded sponsors that you heard during today's special sports cast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio and all the volunteers of FortRecoveryRadio.com. Thanks for listening. Now we're going to send it back to the studio for regular programming.